I was davening Musaf this morning, so I was reminded. Maybe I shouldn't have thought about the Milosh Ben Ezra, but the thoughts hit me in Milosh Ben Ezra, so I'll share with you. The real Bible Musaf wouldn't share it because it came Milosh Ben Ezra, so I shouldn't have done it. I just want to Patrick. So we got to the phrase of. Mizbeach Chadash, Tzion Tochin, Ba'olas Hashchodesh Nala, Alav, Usirim, Siri Izim Nasa Veratzam, Avodas Besmidish Nachulana Vishredo, Avdachar Shmur Rechab Mufem Zechach. So there are almost two different Bakoshas that we ask for. We ask for the reinstitution of Akrabas HaKarbanas, Siri Izim Nasa Veratzam, Ba'olas Hashchodesh Nala, Alav, to bring back the Kabbanas from the Mitzvah Sayyim, from Kabbalah Musaf, from Shchaydish. And then we also request from Kaddish Baruch Hu of Avedis Mesvich Nishma Chulanu, of Yishrei David Nishma and Birachim Mitzvah B'Checha. So clearly those two part phrases about Nishma Chulanu and Shirei David is one and the same, but the Gemara says anything. One of the Mekairis for Shira B'Shasa Kabbanas is V'Samachta, Tachsa Shalavat V'Simchum Tevleva, Simcha and Shiro always go hand in hand. So obviously, it's a twofold bakasha to Kaddish Baruch Hu. We're asking for the reinstitution of the Karbanos Hayom, and we're asking for the reinstitution of the Shiras Halevim, Shirei David and Ishmael Berachim Mizbeach Mizchech. So it reminded me those two different bakashas for Prophet Karbanos and for Shirei David of Dech and Ishmael Berachim. So it reminded me of two conversations I was not privy to. But two conversations that took place between David HaMelech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one conversation the Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech he's going to die on a Shabbos. So David HaMelech wasn't so happy to hear that. He said he'd rather not die on a Shabbos, it's too complicated. Too many Shabbos going to come. He said, yes, Rebbe Hashem, please. He says, take that day. Take me on Friday. I'll die a day early. It shouldn't be a chashash chil Shabbos in my account. So Kodesh Baruch Hu responded to them, no, I cannot take you on Friday. Because Tov L'Yom B'Chatzer Recham Elif. Quote a Pasuk. Tov L'Yom, quotes David Melch, Pasuk Dillon, it's pretty impressive. Tov L'Yom B'Chatzer Recham Elif. So that's David Melch. In your own book it says that one day in your chotz is greater than 1,000. What does that mean? So the Rebbe Hashem explained Pshat Tov L'Melch, it's Pshat the Pasuk. Tov li yom echad rech be'elef means Tov li yom echad she'ata yeshiv ha'isik b'tari l'fanai me'elef ola she'asid Shlomo bin Chalachim alav. It means Shlomo Melech is going to be a great tzaddik, he's going to be born, he's going to bring a lot of karbanos. So we just read in Haftar, he put 1,000 elef olos yalash shlema, but 1,000 karban olos a day. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, that's great, that's wonderful, but if I take you a day earlier, so then I'm going to lose out a day of your Torah, David HaMelech, and a day of your Torah is greater and dearer to me than Elif Olo Shasid David Shlomo bin Chalachim Olo. Second conversation I thought of was, I forgot what the Gemara is, the Gemara says, Chazal, that David HaMelech had a request from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's writing Sefer Tehillim. He doesn't know what's going to catch on. It's going to become a bestseller. Little did he know how popular it would be. So he says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, let the Pesukim of Tehillim be as Oyel Ratzon to you, like when I learned the Sugyas of the Goyim and Olas, I learned from Kamba, from Vasha. See, you've always heard, let him be Azah, Godless, and Ruchnius. Let the Tehillim reach those levels in Shemayim, like the Sugyas, Amukos B'Yaiser, that I sit and I learn. It's not clear what Kodesh Baruch Hu's response was, but it's clear that it was not a big chiddush what David HaMelech was asking, because Pashup Shat's not true. Now Tehillim is very powerful. Tehillim is very spiritual. I think people get a lot of chizuk, a lot of zayrus from Tehillim over the last 3,000 plus years. So Tehillim can accomplish a lot of things, and David HaMelech had a bag that maybe Tehillim can zayin, efshah zayin, Tehillim should be the same as the Goyim and Olos. Maybe. And it's not even clear Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the answer that it will work. So I was thinking about those two Amar Chazal. So it's clear the common denominator of those two Amar Chazal are that there are tremendous kaychas of Avedis Hashem in the world. There are tremendous things we can do. Which are the ilmas al yainim bi yaiser, avodas hakarbonos in the shar and the tire. Noach comes out of the teva and pulls him his bech. The first thing the world needs, avodas hakarbonos al tire la avoda gvilch hasam. The world stands on avodas hakarbonos. The shalom comes for saying the koyach of tefila, the koyach of tehillim, the koyach of shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the koyach of pouring out with heart, shidduch kaman libech nefesh Hashem. It's an unbelievable koyach. It's lo yuman ki yisupar. The koyach is in Shemayim. The Yid saying tehillim, lo yuman ki yisupar. The koyach is from Zman Shemayim. Speak the shakayim. The shalom comes for saying him. And yet, afal pichein. What's Eila Gabikulam? The Kaychas and Shemayim of Yon Echad Shata Isaac Batayra Lefonai. The Kaychas and Shemayim of the Goy of Olos. If you want to add on, we can add on Vabakam of Abasra. He's not sure which Mesechta we're learning this year. And Kilayim for good luck. At least for now. What's going on in Shemayim when Kalay Yisrael Isaac and Alochas, Achamuras, Amukas, Be Yosef? The Shire, the Eletire. You know, we conclude our Shemoneh Esrei every day with a very, very strange Bakosha. We say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yiratzon Panecha, Yibana B'Shlish, Mishal Nebach, B'Yirach, Yivoshim Kaminis. We ask that Kadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. You know, that per se is not so strange. It makes actually a lot of sense that we ask for that. Dafka at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, because Shemoneh Esrei is Tfilah Tekvim. Tvidim Tikvim, so it's... It would make sense to the grand finale, the culmination of that tefillah would be a bakash of akrobas and kavanas. It's interesting because we also quote the pasuk "Arvul Hashem Minchas Yushalayim," right? Then we know what the Medrash says in that pasuk. "Arvul Hashem Minchas Yushalayim Kimiyad Moshalim Kamenias." The Medrash says something about Moshe Pella also. The Medrash says, "Arvul Hashem Minchas Yushalayim" means the menachas, the kavanas should come back like the good old days. Kimiyad Moshalim Kamenias. When were the good old days? Kimi Olam, like the Medrash, like the days of Adam Arishan. Uchsharim Kamenius, like Noach. Like this expression. The two individuals in Sefer Bereishis were Makav Kavanis. Adam was Makav Kavanis the day he was created. Noach was Makav Kavanis the day he was came out of the Teva. So we dive into Rabbeinu Shalom that the world should come back to a place like Adam and Noach. That's the tefillah. And between you and me, some of the tefillah, no? Arvul Hashem, Kimei, David Shlomo, Kimei, I don't know, Kimei Chizkio, I don't know, Kimei Bayit Rishon, I don't know, Kimei Chashmeno, I don't know, Ezra, I don't know, a lot of great people. Other than Noach, not the number one people on our list of role models that we're looking for that the world should be back like their days, wasn't it? There's a sefer, Shirim Kubetz is the Masechet Zvachim. On the side of Zvachim, there are notes from the Rishonim on Zvachim. So, Rabbi Lan, one was the father, was the son. I forgot which one it was. Mordechai Lan, I forgot already who wrote this. Yaakov Lan, one was the father, was the son. There it's from. So recently, so he wrote up the Shibuk Betzlan Zvachim with notes and Harvard's tradition. So in his introduction, if I'm not mistaken, he comments on this medrash, but he thinks Pshat is mentioned. Fascinating Pshat. Says Avol Hashem Michas Shlaim and Ad Ben Noach. So there's a machlekes the Rambam and the Ramban about, is there any concept of karbonos that's supposed to negate the Yetzirah? So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim has a comment that people have the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, and they want to worship, they want to bring sacrifices of Kadosh Baruch Hu built into the Torah, that there's a way to do it in a proper manner, bring the karbon to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam in no shape or form meant to say that karbonos are only to combat Avodah Zarah. It's clear as day. The Rambam writes Mishnah Torah that maybe we're going to make this Mashiach is going to come, there's not going to be any more of a desire in the world, and we're still going to bring Kabbalah. Obviously, the Rambam never meant that Kabbalah is only an answer to a desire. The Rambam meant that there are multiple themes to mitzvahs, multiple reasons for mitzvahs. So the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim entertained the possibility that there's a certain degree of almost like negativity, that the Kabbalah also negate a certain negativity in the world, in addition to all the positive qualities. And the Rambam, at the beginning of the Sefer Vayikra, very upset about the Rambam about that. He said, there's no negative in the Kiyus Echo. Kabbalahs are kula kodesh. There's nothing to do because you have idolatrous traits or anything. It's not to combat the pagans. It's pure kodesh kadoshim. There's nothing Kiyus and negative about Kabbalahs. So the same is like Rambam and the Rambam. So Rabbi Lan points out that there are only two times in history where a carbon was brought that there was no negativity in the world. There was no Shemitz of Avodah Zarah. There was no Avodah Zarah in the world, Kihuzeh. One was Ad Barish. Ad Barish was just created. They hadn't had time yet to be. They needed till Enosh, so they discovered Avodah Zarah again. So there was no Avodah Zarah when Ad Barish and Pura discovered. Ad Barish's carbon was pure Kadesh Kadoshim, only for the positive purpose of the carbon. Noach, there were only 8 people left in the world, and none of them owned Avodah Zarah. So there was no Avodah Zarah. When they walked out of the Teva, there was no Avodah Zarah in the world. It didn't exist. It had been completely destroyed. There was no Avodah Zarah in the world. So when Noach burned his carbon, it was Kadesh Kadoshim. We dive into the Rebbeinu Shem, we know the Mashiach should come, ki me'el Moshem kamenias, that the Kabbalahs that we should bring should be at a Tkufa when there's no Avodah Zarah in the world at all. And our Kabbalah should be like the Rabban's Kabbalah. So it shouldn't even be a Masha. The Rambam was addressing the real world, the Ba'asim Shem Ha'ashem, Yishtik Lash, still Avodah Zarah left in the world. Maybe Banu Mikdash Ba'ashli should be nothing. That was just an aside. That wasn't part of this Rosh. It was just the rest. Take your precious stuff. Back to the story. So we end up davening. So we ask the Kiddush Baruch Hu to bring back the Ba'asim Mikdash. And in the middle of that tefillah, we say, B'seirach L'kein B'seirach. We ask the Kiddush Baruch Hu, he should give us a chelik in Torah. I'm all for chelik in Torah. It's a nice deep down for what's that doing? Basically, this. The theme of this bakasha is bakasha for kabbonis. What's that doing? Say chelik in Torah. I heard this from Govich Zatzav Shiva Kepiavna many years ago. I'll say the Kitzah Nimrutz, he's had a much more greater maracha to it. But the Kitzah Nimrutz is that we shouldn't walk away with this feeling that. Yeah, it's everything. It is very, very important. Mizmush is great. Mizmush is gavaldic. Mizmush is wonderful. But Eila Gabe Kulam is the Sech Kedem Sere Secha. That the highest level of Avedis Hashem is Limud HaTorah. And therefore, even in the tefillah where we're asking, we're pining away, we're begging the Rebbeinu Shalom, we still say to the Rebbeinu Shalom, okay, Chosh, at least now we don't have Mizmush, Sech Kedem Sere Secha. Because this is the Ikra, this is our Ikra Aveda, this man is there. So these two thoughts hit me in the middle of Musaf. That when we're davening Musaf, we're asking for Professor Kabbalah, and we're asking for the Shiras of David and Melech, so we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that we don't have a Mesa Mikdash. We don't have the Shira, that's true, we're missing a lot. But Torah is not a Shira, but Torah is else. The reason why this crossed my mind, I was already starting to think about them. The wheel was already turning, I was saying Hallel this morning. So I was saying Hallel. So I'm standing by my shtender, saying Hallel. And all of a sudden, you know, it reminded me, it wasn't that long ago. It was a week ago. I'm saying Hallel here on Shyantif, saying Hallel on Sukkot every day. I'm shaking my lid. Same spot. And then I started to think back. There's the same spot I stood at on Yom Kippur, the same spot I stood at on Rosh Hashanah. I said, now it's Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. There's no Shofar, there's no Yom Kippur, there's no Sukkot, there's no Lulav, there's nothing. What is there? Baruch Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Even a new Zman. We are lucky. We already started this Zman already a week ago. We're already well into this Zman. But traditionally, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is being a new Zman. They don't make yeshivas. So, Eilam Hashirach, the Torah Zos. So he says, now, Baruch Hashem, we have such an avodah. The Tishrei just got the ball rolling. Tishrei set the stage for Cheshvan. Cheshvan is the Gira Delay, and Mazik, and Nizik, and Kiliyat Kerem, and Gira Degani. And we will hopefully move on to some other sugyas as the week goes on. It's Hashem. But wow, Baruch Hashem. So wish everybody a hatzlocha and a new zman. It's already a whole week old. And Baruch Hashem, we should continue to grow b'chalucha. Okay, I think we just probably just missed minchas. Maybe we'll daven here. Okay, all right. Daven here. Okay, give me 1 minute.